Stunning headline out of Scotland today. The Royal Bank of Scotland says it will move its headquarters to England if Scots vote for independence from the UK next week. This was after Lloyds Banking Group said it would do the same thing. This is big. RBS, the Royal Bank of Scotland, has been based in Scotland since 1727. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic joins us and remind us, Derek, why Scotland's two largest banks would consider leaving the country.
It's called the Royal Bank of Scotland, but technically it's more like the Public Bank of England. The bank is 80% owned by UK taxpayers, and most of those taxpayers live in England. Its bank of last resort is the Bank of England. And so for all of these reasons, there is a lot of concerns about what happens exactly if Scotland does, on September 18th in this referendum, vote for independence and peel Scotland away from the rest of the UK. Well, so for this reason, the bank essentially said in a note that if Scotland does vote to become an independent country, they will essentially reincorporate in the UK.
Well, both Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds received huge bailouts from the British government in 2008 and 2009, as you alluded to. And, you know, you wonder if there's pressure to keep the banks as a part of the UK in England if Scotland votes for independence because of that big investment. What have we heard from the Bank of England on this?
There's just a lot of, I think, uncertainty. And the thing that investors hate in the financial world is uncertainty. We haven't even made a decision about what currency Scotland might use if it goes independent. They could use the sterling. They could use a different currency. But, you know, currently they're backed by an old and established sterling that the rest of the world has faith in. And so there's just a lot of concerns about this bank's credit rating. If it suddenly becomes part of a newly minted, unrated sovereign of Scotland. And so I think essentially one of the big reasons why Lloyds and RBS are essentially threatening even to reincorporate or move their legal status to the UK is that they want to mitigate this risk. They want investors to understand that the bank will change as little as possible. And I think they also possibly might want to scare voters to say, don't change a major part of this area's economy.
Yeah, well, there are other messages coming out. Lloyds, for instance, warning that mortgage lenders are preparing to restrict lending in the event of a yes vote. What else will this mean for Scotland's economy if not just these two banks depart, but others follow?
One in eight jobs right now are in financial services in Scotland, in Edinburgh and Glasgow in particular. RBS employs about 11,000 people in Scotland. Lloyds has about 16,000. There's been a lot of criticism of this move, a lot of concern about this move because people are afraid about jobs. And to their credit, both banks have said that we don't expect to move a lot of jobs. We expect essentially to reincorporate in the UK to make sure that we can still count on the Bank of England to backstop us, to essentially act as a lender of last resort. But still, it's caused a lot of sort of frothy concern about what exactly happens to this major keystone of our economy if essentially we break off from the rest of the UK.
Well, Derek, in the few seconds we have, this comes right after a very brand new poll showed Scotland's voters are leaning towards independence. You think this was a scare tactic?
I think it was a little bit of two things. I think one audience was the voters in the referendum to say, please think twice before asking for independence, even if we do have a lot of oil up here, and also to speak to investors to say, please calm down, don't short sell us simply because you're confused about this vote.
It's fascinating. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic, thanks so much.
Thank you.